the look I just got. Good morning. This is Meg with Pensacola's Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Having some fun this morning talking about all things Christmas and Christmas carols and the season. And we've got Malcolm Ballinger here. Our friend Todd Thompson was not able to make it in this morning. So we are going to talk about the Pensacola Chamber and all the great things that they do in our community. But we're having a little fun. We had some of our listeners text in their least favorite Christmas tunes. And that was one of them, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Yes, that gets the thumbs up.
That, from Malcolm. Nope, not one on his good list either. So, bah humbug. But we're having a little fun this morning, and we hope that you're getting ready for Christmas, getting all the errands done and all the things that you need to do. If you have a question, and I had a listener that said I wasn't saying that the phone number enough, so I apologize. 850-437-1620. If you've got a comment or question, please feel free to text it on in. And we were talking about the amazing, you know, I can't think of a better place to spend Christmas than in Pensacola.
Particularly in the downtown area.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. And there was actually a question from a listener about...
Yes, there was a question. Let me find that question for you. Hang on. Yeah. We did have a question from a listener right before the break. Hang on a second here. How does Malcolm reflect on progress that we are making on making downtown more attractive this year?
Oh, we're getting serious.
Well, if you haven't been downtown yet, it's gorgeous for the Christmas. They have outdone themselves this year.
Yes.
Christmas decorations.
Down Jefferson Street, Palafox Street.
Oh, beautiful.
Just beautiful, yeah. You know, I've said it before, a great way to spend the evening is just to walk up and down Palafox Street, Jefferson Street, and then find a restaurant where you want to eat, and it just makes for a very, very pleasant evening. The evenings are not too warm right now.
Well, this week it's going to be 50s in the morning, low 70s in the afternoon.
So it's great walking weather.
Oh, beautiful. A little light jacket or sweater, Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
Ugly Christmas sweater.
I think, you know, looking back, I first came to Pensacola in, it's about 25 years ago, and the downtown, you may remember, was, well, not super attractive any time of the year, let alone Christmas.
It was awful. I remember when I moved here, I was very unimpressed. Yeah. A lot of the buildings were vacant.
Yeah.
There were no shops, bodacious shops. All the markets and things didn't exist. Yeah. The bank on the corner there at was not there. The Maritime Park wasn't there. I mean, it was very...
It was a...
Almost desolate, I hate to say.
There was a waft from the sewer works.
Yes, that's right.
Depending which way the wind was blowing.
That's absolutely... Because it was still there. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Gosh, I forgot about that.
And there are so many people that have contributed to downtown.
No question.
We were talking about Quint.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's done such a magnificent job. Selflessly, he has promoted downtown. And so now we have that beautiful ballpark and so many good things happening. Of course, he bought the stinky plant across the road.
I know.
And they're building those condos now.
Right. It's incredible what he's done.
Yeah.
And by the way, Quint Studer is going to be my guest on the show for Christmas Eve on Wednesday. He's agreed to come in and chat with us for an hour or so, maybe longer. We'll see how he does as Santa. Yeah. So. But he'll be here on Wednesday.
Slightly off the subject.
Yes, sir.
I saw that D.C. Reeves is registered to run again.
I saw that too. Was that announced this week?
Yes.
I guess yesterday?
Which I applaud. I think, you know, I've been critical of a couple of things. Of course. Nobody is perfect.
Right.
But I think he overall has done an incredible job for downtown.
He's brought a very positive energy, I believe.
Yes, he has.
And he's been very, really has tackled a lot of things that have been just, it's not that anyone didn't do it, they just kind of got overlooked. And he's actually shown a spotlight on a lot of different things and gotten them fixed and running again. And that's a great thing. A lot of infrastructure type things.
Yes.
And that's been really good.
I applaud him for the downtown renewal on Palafox Street. I don't personally like the design of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm in the minority, I don't know. But I applaud the fact that he's taken the step and done it. I'm a big fan of DC Reeves.
Well, it's going to, the construction starts, what, in January, I believe?
In January, yes.
Okay. So, and on that note, we're going to plug our local stores. If you're doing some last-minute mm-hmm. Christmas shopping, it's great to get outside. It's going to be a gorgeous day the next couple of days, especially for those last-minute shoppers. Mm-hmm. They had a couple of the store owners on EAR last night, and one of them said, "We're open Christmas Eve late." So he was saying, "Please come and support us during the holidays."
Yes.
That was from one of the folks that are going to be affected by the construction.
Yes. There's so many great things. Nutcrackers coming up.
Right. They had it this weekend.
Yes, that's right. And also Winterfest, of course.
It's still going on.
Yeah.
And then I think today on the beach, on Pensacola Beach, there's going to be a visit from Santa Claus by helicopter, by the way.
Oh.
Who's going to be flying out there. And I think he's being brought in from NAS Whiting, so that'll be kind of fun. And I think there's different times. You can go on Island Times Facebook page. They've got the time. Santa's going to be arriving there. So shout out to Shelley Johnson and the folks at Island. One of your competitors, by the way.
No, I love Shelley.
Yeah,
she
she's
is.
The best. She's the best.
Yes. We're friendly competitors.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, there's just so many great things happening in Palafox, particularly down Palafox Street, but in the downtown area. All the restaurants are festively decorated, the streets, as we talked about, the trees. It is a winter wonderland.
Well, one of the neat things that's been going on is that at Jackson's, they've been having the weekend lunches and dinners with the Pensacola Opera.
Yes.
Singing and serenading everybody in kind of those old-fashioned caroling clothes. Mm. And somebody posted on Facebook. It was absolutely fabulous. I thought that was really neat, really special.
On Saturday downtown, the crowds at the market were just...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They were spilling out onto the street. There was so many people.
Wow.
So downtown has really become the hub of Pensacola.
As it should be.
Yes, as it should be.
Yeah.
So I take no credit. There's lots of people that have contributed. I've contributed a very small amount.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think your publications and the way that you have promoted and marketed, as there's a lot to be said for what you've contributed, in addition to all the things that you do on the side.
Well, people like Quinn laid down their money and their reputation.
He took a lot of risks.
Yes.
And by the way, I can remember when he first came here, and a lot of the ideas that he had were not welcome.
No.
There was a lot of resistance to some of the things that he proposed, but I'm grateful that...
Yeah, if you remember the whole...
Maritime Park. Maritime
Park was very well-organized opposition.
Yeah. But the amazing thing is that it has worked out beautifully. It's truly an asset to downtown. And I happen to love Bodacious Brew and the coffee, you know, the things that you can do, coffee places and the things that get in Carmen's and those places that... Once it got established, it was amazing how it was like the catalyst that got other people to invest in downtown.
Yes.
And that was the beginning. And now this is great.
Yeah, it used to be when you drove down Main Street and got to Palafox, there were empty buildings.
Right.
Pretty much on all four corners.
Yeah.
And you think, is this Pensacola? I think I'll just drive on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we all know what's there now.
Yeah.
It's welcoming.
Well, this is a Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is our time for the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Pensacola Chamber, and just to put in plug for what the Chamber has done on behalf of this community.
Mm.
The Chamber has been around, I should know this, well over how many years?
I think
they were something just celebrated.
They were formed in 1884, 150 years.
Something like that.
Yeah,
they just had
they're
having the big celebration.
Yeah.
And so hats off to Todd Thompson, who's the current president and CEO and the board of directors. And I think they have a huge membership of all the different businesses still that get together and promote this community together. And they have events and economic development and business resources and the leadership program, which is so great, which I got to participate in. And they're still contributing so much. And that's a big part of the revitalization of this community as well.
Mm-hmm. Little mention for Willa.
Yes, our girl Willa Licata.
Yes, I think she makes a lot of things happen.
Do you think she's the ambassador of Pensacola? Maybe one of the...
Well, certainly one of them, yeah.
I think she might be.
Yeah.
I know Willa very well. Back in the day when I was my original radio job here in Pensacola, and Willa was at Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yes.
Do you remember that? That's what she was in.
I was on the board of Make-A-Wish with Willow.
Oh, how funny. Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that was quite a few years ago. But she is the
20 years ago,
membership director, go-to person, you know, really the right-hand person at the chamber. And when you go in and if you have a question, she's always there to help or find a solution or find somebody. If she doesn't know, she'll find somebody that does.
She's the one behind the scenes that makes everything happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. No question about it.
Yeah.
So hats off to all the staff at the Pensacola Chamber and everything they do. But one of the things, one of the coolest things that they do every year, and I love that they're still producing a book that it's not digital, can be digital, but you can actually get a copy of it.
Yes.
Is the Pensacola Members Directory.
I know a little bit about that.
I wonder who publishes that. Could that be Ballinger Publishing?
It could be, yes.
Talk about that. How did that all get started, I wonder?
You know, I've got to think back. We've been doing it now for 10, 15 years.
When does that typically come out?
It comes out sometime in March, April, May time frame.
So if you're thinking about joining the chamber, now's a good time because you would be in the 2026 issue.
That is correct.
Issue.
Yes, yes. And there's a lot of work goes into that. Obviously, just gathering together the correct information on all of the members. You know from your time in chambers.
Oh, yeah. It's not an easy job.
It's not,
not
getting
an
people
easy
to update. But it's one that we always look forward to because it's always well supported and I think a beautiful publication.
It's very nice. You do a great job with it because not only do you have the it's not just a directory, but it's also kind of a go-to of everything about Pensacola.
Yeah, and a recap of some of the events, for instance, the Pace Awards, the winners, et cetera. And,
tell us about that. Somebody may not know what that is.
Yeah, the Pace Awards is every March, and there are, let me see, 8 categories, including business leader, emerging leader, spirit of Pensacola, et cetera, education, leader in education. And there are awarded, as I say, to every March to worthy recipients. And it's always a great occasion to attend.
It's a wonderful acknowledgement of the people that are doing so much for our community.
Yes.
The leadership.
I'm particularly proud of it because
you won one, didn't you?
Well, modesty. Modesty forbids me to.
Look at
but
him.
Since you mentioned it.
He shrugs his shoulders at me. So
yes,
Which one was it?
Spirit of Pensacola.
I'm not surprised.
I think I've said before that of all the, not of all the awards, of the few awards I've won, that I think meant the most to me.
I understand that.
Yes.
Because that's a special award.
It is.
As that person that exemplifies the spirit of this community in the town, and you are certainly one of those people. I'm a fan,
well, thank
as you know, and and you've done so much through your publications, but also through your own personal investments in many of the different organizations. So, you know, Council on Aging, for example.
Well, our philosophy is that there's lots of bad news flies around, and there are vehicles for that. We watch the news and read the newspaper, and our mission is to find the positives about Pensacola. It's a lifestyle publication, but we also include lots of articles about people that are making a difference in the community, events, etc. Over the years, for some reason, I was a little emotional there for a second.
I see. Well, you can think about that. I mean, you've been here a long time.
Yeah.
You've contributed much.
Yeah, thinking back, just sort of reminded me of some things, you know.
Yeah. You've done a lot here, Malcolm.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Very little compared to others. But anyway, back to the subject. Pace Awards, again, it's an event that if you care about Pensacola, it's well worth attending.
Absolutely. And you know what? You can get involved in the chamber. You don't necessarily have to be a business owner to get involved with the chamber.
No.
They have individual memberships. If you're somebody that's retired that wants to get involved, or student that wants to get involved, I mean, anyone can be a member of the Chamber of the Commerce. And I'm a big advocate of chambers, as you know, having been involved with Gulf Breeze as well, Gulf Breeze Chamber, as well as the Pensacola Beach Chamber. But something that they shared that has been the benefit, if you want to get emotional, the benefit for me are the friendships that I've made as a result of my service with those organizations. Because the people involved with chambers, I have found, are real, I believe, givers. They're not necessarily there for personal recognition. They're there to put all of the businesses, all the people, all the owners, all the people in the community, put them in the limelight, put them in the spotlight. So that's why they have all these events and breakfasts and things where people get acknowledged and they get a chance to share about their business and to network and all those things. And I can't tell you, it has been one of the most gratifying experiences of my life to be involved with the chamber world.
And Pensacola is fairly unique in respect that we have very few large businesses.
That's true.
Pensacola runs on small business.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have those huge companies and benefactors that they have in
We have a few,
city.
Thank God for them.
Yes.
Florida Power and Light comes to mind.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe Federal Credit Union, all the different, there are some big major organizations that support this community wholeheartedly. But you're right, the majority of the chamber members are small businesses.
Small businesses, yes.
And people who that I love that come on this show that I've known through the chamber world, but now they're guests on the show, who've been in, I've got several guests that come in on a regular basis that have been in business for 30 years, and they started the business themselves.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. You did the same. You started your own business.
Yeah, it's...
It takes a lot of courage, I think.
Yeah, it takes a lot of stupidity, maybe, to do it.
No.
You don't realize what you're letting yourself in for at the time. Running a small business now is so very difficult, and that's why in our Business Climate magazine, we try and help small businesses. If you're the owner of a small business, you're the HR person, often the computer expert, you know, everything.
Right.
Up to and including sweeping the floor sometimes. And so it's sometimes very difficult to concentrate on the real problems, because on a day-to-day basis, you're putting out fires and you don't think about the long-term issues, the long-term problems.
Oh, right. You have to do it all.
And that's where the chamber can help.
That's right. Because they have all those different resources, you know, the incubators, they have the different, the leadership programs, and making those connections. I have found that the networking probably is the most important part. And I think I've shared this with you before, but during COVID, I thought, oh boy, that's going to be the death of chambers, because everybody really got text dependent and emailing and that kind of thing. But it was interesting to me that after COVID, there was a resurgence of Chambers of Commerce membership, because people really appreciated the handshake.
Yeah.
You know, really appreciated being able to make those connections at breakfast and business after hours and be able to be one-on-one with people and give them big hugs. And I think we missed all that. So now we've seen actually...
No more hugs now.
Well, not from me anyway. But in the chamber world now, I mean, it really has boomed. People are really utilizing it as a resource. And really, I can't say enough good things about the Chamber of Commerce, Pensacola. And we have, I believe, 13 in this area, if you can believe that. And they all actually get along very well. All the chamber execs know each other. They get together sometimes on a pretty fairly regular basis. Because we have the Perdido Key Chamber of Commerce, who's affiliated, of course, with Visit Pensacola and the visitor centers there. And then you have Pensacola Beach, which is independent. And then you have Santa Rosa County's Chamber, Navarre Chamber. And then you just go east. You got the Destin Chamber, Fort Walton Beach Chamber, Maine Crestview Chamber, Niceville. I mean, there's a lot of chambers of commerce in this area.
Yeah.
So it's pretty neat. Pretty big networking.
Yes, yes. We are very fortunate in Pensacola that we have so many small businesses, but so many caring small businesses.
That's right.
That contribute to the community.
And no better time to see that than right now during the Christmas season.
Yes.
The angel trees and the giving drives and the food distribution drives have just been amazing this year and still continuing this week.
Yes.
A lot going on. So when did you join the chamber? When you first got here?
Yeah, it would be, when I got here, 25 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yes. Well, when I started the business, what I actually bought the business, they were already chamber members, and it just seemed like the natural thing to do to continue the membership, and I have done ever since.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about joining the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, you can go right to their website. They have different tiers of membership. I don't know them by heart, but you can go to www.pensacolachamber.com and you can find out about the upcoming events. I know in January they've got quite a few things happening. You'll have your business after hours every month. They have a breakfast that everyone gets together every month. They do that at the Country Club, which is neat. Or I'm sorry, Scenic Hills, I think it is. I think that's where they do it. Yeah. And I'm looking right now on their calendar. They have a chamber calendar. They also have a community calendar of all the community events on their website. And you can list your business there. They also have a newsletter they send out every Friday that goes out to the membership. So if your business has a sale or something that's going on, you can be listed in that. So there's lots of side benefits that people aren't aware of.
And there's an email from Todd, the president.
Every Monday.
Every Monday, yes.
So
mine came into my inbox this morning.
Ah, there you go. So, yeah, so they've got different events coming up, and so be sure and check that out on their website. So I love chambers, can you tell?
Yes, I had guessed.
Yes, I do love chambers of commerce. So, but it is Christmas time this week, so I hope if you're shopping this morning or getting out and doing that last-minute Christmas shopping, and get downtown where it's just gorgeous. If you're not in the spirit yet, lots of things that you can do to get in the spirit.
Hmm.
And now I think you've got...
You can listen to your favorite Christmas song, Get You in the Spirit.
You are just certifiable. I'm going to get you a big shirt, one of those t-shirts that says, I'm Scrooge. Because you definitely... This surprises me, Malcolm. I would have thought that you would be more in the spirit. But I get it. It's okay.
I love Christmas, of course. Mm-hmm. It's just that I think sometimes we just overdo it a little bit.
It's too commercial. I'm with you on that. Sometimes it's just too commercialized.
Yeah.
I love the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah. It should be a time that obviously you get with family, but also you look outside of your family, as I talked about before, where you can help the less fortunate.
Right.
It's been a tough year on a lot of people. And... as you said, it's more for you than it is you're giving the gift.
It's the expression of love that I am healed. And that's,
yes, you feel good that you've changed somebody's life a little bit.
Yeah, and it's a great, like you said, it's one of my favorite things to do is to, when you go to the mission, to one of the missions locally, and you serve food to people, and you see people who don't have what you have, and suddenly you realize what we have to be grateful for.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, my cooking duties at Loaves and Fishes fall on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
And so we're not going to do it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I did serve.
Because you do that every week, right?
Every other week.
Every other week.
But we have a group from Five Flags Rotary that does it every week.
I did that a few years ago.
And it's, I think I mentioned the other week that I've noticed that more and more people come up to the counter and say, thank you.
Mm.
So that says to me that it's really appreciated.
Yeah.
And it does make a difference. I get up at 4:15 to get there to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grouchy at 4:15 in the morning.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah.
You're grouchy at 9:30, but okay.
But just a thank you. And makes me feel so much better. Yeah. I just really, it was worth getting up this morning.
Well, as much things that are happening right now, we all have so much to be grateful for. And so I'm going to try to make my focus this week on that, on being grateful. Because really, it's very easy to get caught up in all the negativity sometimes. And so choosing joy and choosing to find the positive is sometimes...
No matter how bad things are,
somebody's
always worse off than you.
Unfortunately, that's true. But we are especially blessed here in Pensacola, I believe.
Yes.
And so we got to share that with these folks that maybe are going through a difficult time, like you said.
Yeah, I highlighted homeless because I'm somewhat involved in it. But there are lots of other great causes.
Okay.
I guess we're getting played off, Holly.
That's the song. It's not Holly Jolly Christmas. Aren't you happy?
Thank you.
Malcolm, Merry Christmas to you, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you. You too.
Happy New Year. I'll see you in the new year.
You bet.
Okay. We've been enjoying our time for the Pensacola Chamber. If you want to join the Chamber or want to find out more about the events and the community, go to their website, PensacolaChamber.com. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the news.